Rahul, good morning. How are you?
Good, David. Just fine, thank you.
The Ontario Summer Games. I took a couple of minutes yesterday, and I mentioned them at the corner of Bloor and Yonge. And the reaction I got from some people was rather, what's that? And then I decided, okay, maybe I just hit a wrong area of the city. I'm going to go up to Yorkdale Shopping Mall. And I asked them as a person as well. I said, do you know anything about the Ontario Summer Games and when they're being held? And again, very little interest or appreciation. How do you change that? How do you, short of bringing somebody in like Justin Bieber to show up and attract a crowd, how do you hype a major event like this in this city?
Well, it's a good question, but I'm pretty confident that's going to change over the next couple of days. As you know, that this has been taking place in Ontario since 1970, and it's typically in some of the smaller cities. It's been in London, Ontario before, in Ottawa and Sudbury. And now it's coming to Toronto as the first multi-sport games in the Amalgamated Cities history. So Toronto's a big city, and it's tough to get a message like this out here. But we've got some wonderful partners through the Toronto Star and Metroland. And I'm pretty sure that people are going to see it in the papers over the next couple of weeks and definitely on bus shelters. And by the time the games have left town, they're going to get the sense, as you'd mentioned, that a lot of young athletes' dreams actually do begin at the Ontario Summer Games. And there's a fellow in London right now at the 2012 Olympics, archer Crispin Duenas, and Crispin has really represented Canada extremely well, and he got a start at the Ontario Summer Games. So when we had our kickoff for the games, we brought him out, and he reminded everybody that that's where his dreams began.
What's been the biggest challenge for you and your committee in staging an event like this?
Well, it's interesting because Toronto, once again, is a really big city, so we've got close to 2,500 athletes and just over 3,000 when you put in the coaches, et cetera, in there. And we're at 28 venues from Oshawa to Brampton, Caledon, throughout the city of Toronto and GTA, all the way out to Welland. So you can imagine the logistics are pretty big and we're spread pretty thin. And we have athlete villages all through the city. So it's a logistical, quite a big job, and I can't say enough about the Games Organizing Committee and the over 1,000 volunteers that we've got who've come out to be trained to be volunteers for the Games. They're excited about it, and they're thrilled to be hosting amateur sport in Toronto and be host for Toronto because they're proud of it. So keeping that energy level up and keeping logistics flowing, it's a work in progress, but we've got a great team doing it.
I realize that summer is summer, and that's what they're called, the Ontario Summer Games. And you don't have much time to stage this event. But does it help or does it hinder having them in an Olympic year?
That's a great question. You know, we thought a lot about that at the beginning as well. But I think we're going to ride along with the wave that the London Olympics are bringing. I mean, they're really an exciting event. They'll be over shortly, and then the Paralympics will start. And right between that is when we'll have the Ontario Summer Games. And this is an opportunity to remind people that this is where a lot of these athletes' dreams begin. So we actually think that this is a good opportunity to ride that crest.
You know, some people ask me, do these athletes, do these coaches and officials, do they take an oath just like they do in the Olympics to play fair, no cheating, and go the right way?
Absolutely, they do. We have our opening ceremony on August 16th. At Varsity Stadium, and I invite everybody to attend. It's going to be a great celebration, but one of the highlights of that is, not to mention some great entertainment, et cetera, and obviously lighting of a cauldron, we're going to have an athlete and coach's oath, because everybody knows that fair play is where it all starts.
2,500 athletes competing in something like 30 sports. I may have missed the number there. Multiple venues, as you said, Toronto and surrounding areas. How do these athletes qualify?
The various provincial sport organizations each has their own qualification process. So in some cases, they have tryouts for regional teams. In other cases, they actually have their own qualifications. And they select the teams and the individuals that are going to come forward to these games.
There are a lot of people, and I'm sure you know, who have little or no interest in the Pan Am Games coming to Toronto in a few years. And they worry about cost and traffic problems. And yet these are the same people who want the Olympics in this city. What was it that got a guy like you involved in an event so big, as you just elaborated on, that is yet so important, the lives of a lot of young people in this province?
Well, you know, I guess it's on a couple of levels. I mean, right now, something like the Ontario Summer Games, we're actually building the capacity of the city to start its journey on through Pan Am and beyond through volunteerism, civic engagement, things like that, I think are really key. One of the other aspects, particularly of this game, is the legacy, because you've got to ask yourself that once the games are gone, whether they're the Ontario Summer Games, Pan Am, or Olympics, what's the legacy that's been left behind? And for these Ontario Summer Games, we have a particular legacy we're calling Playing for Keeps. And we're the first Summer Games to actually have a legacies committee that wanted to be deliberate and intentional about doing that. So in the fall, throughout the GTA, communities are going to hear about something called Neighborhood Games, Playing for Keeps Neighborhood Games. And that is, after these Summer Games have gone, we're going to be creating better, healthier, and stronger communities by actually activating play in communities.
And also some great athletes as well. We got to move along, Rahul. I appreciate your time. We thank you very much for it.
My pleasure, David.